This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. This year was full of new local music, from Akron's underground DIY scene to bands that specialize in performance art and heavy guitars. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with contributor Brittany Nader about this year's best albums. Brittany, you picked three local albums that you think are worth a listen. Let's start with Half an Animal. What can you tell us about this Cleveland band?
Yeah, so Half an Animal, they're really all about the live performance. They kind of mix performance art with pop and like Riot Grrrl sensibilities. So, you know, when you go to one of their shows, you're going to expect this very energetic kind of two-way performance, very interactive, like a dance party, glitter, noise, just, you know, a big loud event, basically.
Well, let's hear a track from the album. It's called Disco Eyes. Does any of the live performance that you talk about come through in this album at all?
I think tracks like that, I think it shows their range because they have this pop, very melodious sound on their album. So you might expect to hear that if that's the only track you heard. Then when you see the performance, you're like, oh, there's this whole other visual side of it that I wasn't expecting.
The second band that you recommend put out an album in the spring, Valley Girls, and it's not girls, it's actually two guys.
Yeah, they do like instrumental, kind of minimalist rock, what some people would describe as maybe post-punk. You see photos of these guys or even see them setting up on the stage, you're like, okay, it's two guys, like what's this going to be like? But their sound is so lush and so full that it's really surprising when you hear it.
So that's like some really powerful guitars, kind of an experimental sound.
Yeah, experimental would be a good way to put that. But you can definitely tell they have a rhythm that you can follow, so it's not all just noise.
Do they mostly play in the DIY scene?
Yeah, I would say so. I believe both members are part of that Akron DIY Shows group.
And the last band that you recommend is Relaxer. They put out an album a couple months ago in October called Unreal Cities, and most of the members of the band work at Earthquaker Devices in Akron that make the guitar pedals.
Yep, this album I think was highly anticipated, and something that always cracks me up is they refer to themselves as passive progressive, their style of music, but I think that's so perfect because they all kind of put on that like slacker attitude, but they're very good musicians and they're really hardworking.
Yeah, Jamie Stillman, who founded Earthquaker Devices, has been in the music scene for a long time. Obviously, you can see some of the guitar work on display in this album. I really like this album, too.
Yeah, it's great. It's so polished. There's so many nuances the more you listen to it. Because at first you're like, oh, the guitar playing is incredible. And you're like, oh, but the drums. And then you hear the vocals. And you're like, this is all, it all just is, it works so well together.
When we talk about local music and where to find this music, the great thing about today is that so many of these albums are all on Bandcamp pages.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it accessible for anybody in the country, really, to hear it. And then, you know, Square Records usually sells these local albums, but not everybody's going to go to the record store, especially this time of year when it's cold. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to hear all this stuff online.
Anything you're looking forward to coming out next year?
The band Stems has had an album in the works for a while, so I'm really hoping that comes out.
They're an Akron band?
Yes. And then there's another band called The Ruminators, and they're a punk rock band. And I've heard a lot about them and how great they are, so I'm really curious to see what they're recording.
Half an Animal, Valley Girls, and Relaxer, three bands that you recommend checking out their albums from this year. Brittany, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's WKSU contributor Brittany Nader. Brittany and I both have our list of the best albums of 2017. You can find our picks and more music from these bands at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.